My past was broken, filled with hatred and vengeance. Then God changed my life and took me from zero to hero.
If people can have a relationship with God that will change the nations, they will see their chains breaking. But how can they have a relationship without spending time with God?
I was lost, not knowing whom do I go to, not knowing whom do I turn to, not knowing whom do I really speak to. But when I found God, God has changed my life.
I remember, man, when I was in high school, I was so, so broken. My life was a mess. And I remember when I got to a point where I wanted to commit suicide. But you know, what God did in my life, it's actually a miracle.
Something that's broken cannot function. So I could not function at all. But when God restored me, I saw a whole lot of great things happen through my life. What's up, what's up, what's up, awesome people? It's that time again where you're just chilling with myself, Mr. Wandile, aka Mr. Mwanza.
Yeah!
And I'm here with Mr. Luandos, as you can hear him right now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you hear me, man?
Yeah, we all can hear you, man.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I thought I was underneath the bed, yeah. I thought I was downstairs, but I'm here. Hello, everyone. My name is Luando. Mm-hmm. This is our show, Active FM Quiet Times on Intensity. We talk about the Word of God and Man, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the plan of God for our nation? I mean, if you actually look at the things, you know, that are happening in our nation, you understand? And no, it's just, you know, drop a question like that, you know, like in the intro like that, man, like, you know. But what do you think? And you know, just to make it short, also we have our website, which is www.activefm.co.za, and also our Facebook page.
Yeah, /activefm777, and that's where you can leave your comments.
Yeah.
And also, you can go into Instagram.
I mean, yeah.
At activefm.
Yeah.
And that's where you can find all pictures and so forth. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, you can actually comment about your thoughts. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. What do you think is actually God's plan for this nation?
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? You see, but what do you think, man?
I think God's plan is that everyone should be saved.
Mm.
You know, God wants everyone to be saved and so forth. And that's the most goal, even in my life, that I want a whole lot of people to be saved.
Mm.
Because, you know, if everyone can be saved in this nation, believe me, this nation will be going on another level that we never thought it would be.
Yeah.
You know, because this nation really, really, really needs people to be saved.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole lot of things that are going all wrong. Sometimes, yes, they go awesomely. Sometimes they don't go awesomely, you know.
Mm.
And we really need Jesus out there. The nation needs Jesus, you know.
Yeah.
But it will only depend on us as Christians. How are we going to want this nation to be saved?
You know?
Because somewhere in a line we can say we want the nation to be saved. But what are we doing in order for our people in the nation to be saved?
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes some people will need to hear about the word. They will need to hear about Jesus, you know. And there are people there where they just plant themselves into churches and so forth. But the most preferable is that people want to hear about Jesus. They want to know, who is this Jesus?
Yeah.
Because most people, you'll think that most people know about Jesus, but unfortunately they don't.
Yeah.
So they really, really, really need to know who is Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's most important. Because
sorry to cut you short.
Yeah.
So, but now understand that obviously we receive salvation. Do you understand what I'm saying? But having salvation, what is that going to change? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I understand, but someone who's out there and they're thinking, you know, you're just giving me the word salvation.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And but you're not explaining further. so that I may also, you know, look at this and I can also have that, you know, that perspective. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So how? What will salvation, if everyone is saved, how will that change everything?
How will it change, you know? You know, yeah, as I said before I answer that question, that, you know, yes, the nation really needs to be saved. And by how? By how? By knowing who is Jesus and people going out there and sharing the word out there. And in, we're coming to salvation, that, you know, this question.
So, for me, like, specific, okay, guys, I'm also asking myself a question just to make it, Luando, I'm not gonna go there. But for me, it's, you know, true salvation, I'm not just talking about, like, you just go to the front and you raise up your hand, but, you know, when you... you have salvation, like, from the Lord. You're saved.
Yeah.
What happens is that you receive what is called the Holy Spirit. Do you understand what I'm saying? And Holy Spirit is actually, I mean, God himself. And what happens is that the Holy Spirit, it actually gives birth to the life of Jesus in us.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And that life actually grows. That's why you find that, I mean, when I was out there in the world and all that, I did my stuff and all that, but when I got saved, I actually stopped those things. But I started living a life. I started doing things that, I mean, to tell you the truth, I started caring about dogs. Do you understand? I started caring about animals. I started caring about kids that I ended up, I mean, being I teach kids on Sunday, do you understand? I preach to kids and all that. I started caring. I started visiting people in the hospitals and all that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But one of the things is that you can actually see the nature changing. And what happens that if we all saved, if 60%, if 70% of this nation, they actually radical Christians, they saved, what happens is that and now the culture of heaven start, you know, coming down. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whereby corruption doesn't take place because now you have a personal relationship with God. So for you to commit corrupt, to commit corruption, you end up being confronted by who God is, because now God is part of your life, and you understand. One of the things that you also learn that, you know what, money. Yes, we can idolize money. We can actually make money be what? Be God. Do you understand? But when you have God, you start understand that you have something that's actually greater than what? Than money. And what happens is that when you have God who loves his people that died for his people. And God loves his people. And what happens is that you also start caring about what? People, because you have the nature of God. And that's actually the thing that we need in our nation. You know, one of the things I'm also learning, and I heard this, is that, you see, the first thing that God created was a family. And then when I started looking at that, the first thing that God created was a family.
Yeah.
And what happened is that the family gave birth to what? To leaders, to kings, to the governments. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means the governments, the kings, the leaders, the queens, prince and princes, they couldn't be there without what? A family. Do you understand what I'm saying? And what happens is that, but the first person that was created, a human being that was created in a family, was actually male. Do you understand what I'm saying? But what happens is that the enemy, if you look at the scripture, you look at God speaking to Abraham and is promising him, he says, the families of the earth will be blessed, what? Through you. So we can already see what God wants to do through Abraham.
Yeah.
God wants to restore families. You see what I'm saying? God wants to restore men. You see what I'm saying? So that when
the families are restored, the community is restored.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
On and on, the province is restored, the nation is restored. Mm. The continent now is what is restored. You see what I'm saying? But that needs to happen. That can only happen when the culture of heaven comes down.
Yeah.
There's no starvation in heaven. Mm. There's no corruption. There's no, you know, I'm going to kill you because I want your money. Do you understand? You don't have that. That's why there's no death in heaven and all that. And that's what we actually need. We need the vision of God in this nation.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And personal, it's not just our nation, even out there.
Mm.
And just last question. Because looking at the things that are happening, do you understand? Looking at the things that are happening, I mean, in our nation and all that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's either as a person, there's always a room to worry. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, different things that they can make you worry. It doesn't matter if, because, you know, the thing that we have, which is the bad habit, this thing of you black, I'm white. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those things. But I mean, either you black or I'm white, or I'm black, you white. But one of the things I understand is that there's always a room to worry.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's either you worry because you're scared that the land is going to be taken away from you, or you're scared because you understand that this nation can end up in a war. Do you understand?
Mm.
And from you, a.k.a. Mawanza,
yeah,
what is the encouraging word to those people
who are always worried, right?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, it comes from the book of Mark, I think, Matthew or Mark, I can't remember, where it says, you know what, do not worry.
Yeah,
it says, do not worry, because when you worry, you doubt God and so forth.
Yeah,
and you know, God is just saying, you know what, trust Him, trust Him in a way that, you know what.
Mm.
Yes, there can be challenges for within what you said, you know, Luando. But then those challenges, if you put those challenges into God, then there's nothing for you to worry. You know, somewhere in the line, you will be scared. Of course, you'll be scared. You'll be scared of taking risk. You'll be scared of taking up that challenge. But then, at the end of the day, God is there. You're not alone.
Mm.
You're not alone. Whenever you put God, whenever you trust God, let me tell you, you are not alone when you trust God, because He's there with you for every step of the way. He's there no matter what, you know, and there's no need for you to worry, you know, because at times you can be worried for unnecessary things, but those unnecessary things, if you were not worried, God would have those things that you worried for would have been, you know, you see.
Mm.
But when you have God, let me tell you, you've got nothing to worry.
Mm.
You know,
mm.
you've got nothing to worry when you have God. You know, so yeah.
Mm.
You know, I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah. So that means to conquer, we need God.
Yeah.
We can't conquer, and the biggest thing we have an enemy, and that's the enemy that makes us stand against each other.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, just leave your comments on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, you know, just show us what you think. And what we're going to do, we're going to shoot to our songs, and we hope you're going to enjoy the songs.
Oh, yeah. Christ music is hot music.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender. You are now.
Hey, y'all. Get ablaze by active worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
Get your tambourines out, play those strings and shout loud. We have much to celebrate. Shout that shout of victory, play those drums and hit those keys. We're holding nothing back. Praise the Lord, this is the
Welcome back. Christ music is hot music.
Yeah. We always say that. What's your favorite song, you know, currently?
There's a whole lot of Christ music that might be my favorite.
Mm.
But you know what? My favorite music is active. Mm. Is from coming from Active Worship. Mm. You know, they, yeah. But there's a whole lot of songs that are my favorite. So I don't know which one to choose. Unless it's coming from this latest album from Active Worship, which is Ablaze. You can even go check it out. Hey? You can go check it out on www.activeworship.co.za, and that's where you can catch all the latest albums from Active Worship. And yeah, you know, that's it. Active Worship is my favorite music, man. You know, what about you?
No, one of the things I was actually saying. So, not that I hate soccer,
You see what I'm saying? I actually, if you make me watch soccer, I zone in. Do you understand? And I get angry when someone is supposed to be scoring. Sometimes you feel like, you see me kicking, doing moves, like I'm thinking, it's like, hey, if it was me, I was going to kick, and the guy is messing up. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, I enjoy when I watch it, but I'm not a fan of a soccer.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I would actually say my sport is worship.
Yeah.
I love worship. That's one of the things. And worshiping the Lord it's one thing that I believe has drawn me close to Jesus. It's drawn me so much close to Jesus. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Sometimes not having what, like, speaking to God through songs, write a song down and, you know, and feel like something is shifting. And, you know, I also believe that worship, like, I mean, even a worship song should be a revelation from God. Do you understand? It's not just thing, I'm going to do gospel, I'm going to write because that person is writing what I'm just inspired by that person. But I believe even a song should be what? A revelation. Do you understand? From God. So for me, I love worship, and I have many favorite songs.
Yeah.
So, like, recently we recorded an album, and I'll tell you, there are two songs, like the first songs, so actually four, and then first songs, I have two songs that I actually like. It's Salvation. What's the name of the song? It's Salvation. Redemption. It's Redemption. And then Rise Up. So there's this African, you know, part. Like,
you can catch those songs by Ejectivation and the lyrics there. It's coming from the new album that we recorded just 3 months ago, I think.
Yeah.
In May, late May.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can catch it. It's the name of the album is As Above, So Below.
Yeah.
It's awesome. It's epic. It's lekker. It's awesome. You know, it's electrifying, man. Epic, you know, it's on another level, you know. So
And my other two songs, it's The Great Exchange. I love the song, man. And especially the bridge, like where it goes up, like it's too much. And then not now. One day in the future. Okay, and then the slow song, the Holy Spirit song.
Yeah.
I love that song. Also the bridge.
It's too much. Because it's your song.
Let it happen. No, besides that,
the song,
man,
that you wrote, actually.
Besides
song,
that,
you know,
it's just the words. You know, have you ever seen a song but you're only singing the verses?
Mm.
You see, that's the thing about the bridge. Do you understand? And it's not just something that you sing, but it's something that you confess, like, every day. Do you understand? Remember when Pastor Cesar was assassinated?
Yeah.
And you know what happened is that he kept saying, greater is the one who lives in me than the one who lives in the world. Do you understand? He kept saying those words and all that. And there is power.
Yeah.
You know, in the word of God, in Jesus, the Holy Spirit is actually that power. It doesn't matter wherever we find ourselves. You know, like, you have Jesus is in the grave. And what happens is that he finds himself in the grave. But, you know, he because he had the Holy Spirit, he came out. That means if you have the Holy Spirit in your life, whatever surrounds you, whatever covers you, wherever you find yourself, you're going to come out of that because of what? Of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I love that song, man. Yeah. But it speaks about the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's as I said, it's coming from coming from the new album, and just check it out in September when we're doing around September, later September and so forth. And I was, you know, what I was thinking about when you're speaking about soccer and you came into worship there, you know, you see, it's a World Cup season, right? It's a World Cup season, you know, people are looking forward to check. It's mostly people can't guess right yet that who is going to win through the World Cup.
Yeah.
But the way that we are so excited for the World Cup, how much are we excited with God? How excited are we? If you are so excited with soccer, you have passion for it.
Mm.
But what passion do you have with Jesus? What passion do you have with God? Do you worship in a way that you have passion? How much do you worship to God?
Mm.
How much do you worship him in a way that, you know what, because of God, you are here. Because of God, he has done a whole lot of things for you. because of God who sacrificed his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, you know, how much are you worshipping to that? Because there's a thing of saying, in the Bible that, yes, obviously soccer is nice and so forth, but there's a thing of you cannot serve two masters, you know. Jesus is the main master. Jesus must be the main master in your life, you know, more than anything else in the world, you know. And speaking about that leads us to this to the topic of of this week, which is, what freedom do you have? What freedom do you have? You know.
Yeah.
Why are we speaking about freedom?
Yeah.
Jesus has set us free. You know, Jesus will set you free, in whatever ways. You know, Jesus will set you free from all the burdens that you had in your life, from all the things that, you know, the things that have made you so heavy that, you know, to, without these things, while you're carrying these things, they're so heavy that you can't even move anyway. But when you face Jesus on the cross, you become free. You have that freedom that you can have, that you wanted to have for the rest of your life. You know, coming to that story of that woman who was bleeding for 12 years. You know, she had a burden of this disease, this bleeding disease for 12 years, and it was so heavy for her. She even done her utmost best to get better, to get healed. By how? By going to the doctors and so forth. But the only way that she could think that, you know what, the only way that she can be free is by touching God's clothes. Or whatever she could do in order for her to be free from that burden, from that disease, from that bleeding problem that she had. And that was the only thing that was heavy for her life. It's the disease that where you just, you know, you're just bleeding for nonstop. But as soon as she touched the Jesus' cloth, you know, immediately she got healed. And when she got healed, she felt the freedom. She felt the freedom that she couldn't, that, you know what, it felt new in her life. It felt so new. And in a way that, you know, Jesus was wondering who touched me, who touched my clothes, because I felt the Holy Spirit leave. Jesus, he felt something leave out of him that he could touch someone else. And Jesus was like was busy asking, who touched me? Who touched me? But the disciples were like, no, man, you know, you are famous. You know, everyone will want to touch you. Everyone will, like, you know, you are famous and so forth. But then Jesus was like, no. Someone touched me in a way that, you know, that person that touched me had so much faith that that person wanted to be free. She wanted to be free from sin. She wanted to be free from the burden. But as soon as Jesus asked, then the lady woke up and actually stood up and said, you know what, it was me that I touched you. It was me that I touched because I wanted to be free. And Jesus said, you know what, you are healed. Go in peace, you are healed. You know, that's how it is. Jesus is the only way that you can set you free from all the burdens. You know, if now you're living a life where you're thinking that, you know what, you're thinking that, you know, without Jesus, you can go far. Without Jesus, you can carry your burdens. Those burdens of yours are going to get worse in a way that, you know, you won't handle it anymore. But when you have Jesus, Jesus will set you free, you know. And, Lwando will elaborate more of it, you know. In a way that, you know, you guys need to understand that Jesus will set you free. You know.
So, reading from the book of Galatians 5 verse 1 says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You know, recently we have been focusing on the book of Romans 7. And I also read it because I'm also going through the book of Romans. So I was going through Romans 7 yesterday, and today I started with Romans 8. But one of the things I was also learning is the fact that, you know, if you're not a slave to sin, then
you are a slave to what? To righteousness.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That means you're free from one thing, but not free from one thing. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that means righteousness gives you freedom from sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? And then from also sin gives you freedom from what? From righteousness. Do you understand what I'm saying? But the two have different natures. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because righteousness, it's something that fulfills you as a person. That means now your eyes are open and you understand that the purpose that you have, you get what I'm saying? You live righteous because of the purpose what you were created for. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means God created us to be. That's how, that was the plan in the very beginning. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying? That we may be right. We may live right. You get what I'm saying? And one of the things you also learn is that in righteousness there's a promise, but in sin, there's a warning. Do you understand what I'm saying? And also reading the book of Romans, it speaks about, you know, this the power of life-giving spirit has set us free from what? From this, from the law, from what the law has failed to do. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? From sin, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That means now we belong to God because of what of what Jesus Christ has done. When we also do what? When we also believe.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah. It's different when you are a slave to someone that destroys you, that destroys your body. When you submit to someone that destroys, like submitting to drugs.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? It's different from when you submit to drugs and when you're not under drugs. Do you understand? Mm. Because drugs, they destroy you as a person. Do you understand what I'm saying? So that's actually the thing that we need to understand, that our sins have been what? Have been forgiven. Mm. We just need to die in that world of what? Of sinning. Do you get what I'm saying? And you know my point in this morning, what sin does?
Yeah.
Sin takes anything away.
Yeah.
That is hope.
Mm.
It takes God away out of the picture.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And then it sets itself as the only hope that will meet your desires.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So now when you're looking at peace, when you're looking at sin, you're actually looking at a God.
Mm.
Do you understand? Because sin is like, I am. Do you understand? You know, by sleeping with that girl, guess what? I will do what? I will satisfy you. Do you understand what I'm saying? By stealing, you're gonna be what? You're gonna be what? You're gonna be satisfied. You will have what you need. But what happens is that now sin sets itself as what? As the only hope that you have.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember in my old days, every day I would be hoping I will sleep with that girl. Do you understand? Every day I would be hoping that I will have more money. Do you understand what I'm saying? Every day I would be hoping that my mom will just, you know, leave money anywhere else so that I can take money. I will have that opportunity to steal money. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's the kind of life that is people we're actually living, where you know, sin is controlling us, and sin is the only hope that we have. And sin, now what happens is that sin is condemning us from realizing the bigger hope, which is who? Is Jesus himself. Jesus. The freedom itself. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sin sets itself as what? Is the only life that we have in life.
Yeah.
And what happens is that it blinds us, because you know what you see actually prevents you, limits you from seeing more.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? If there's a building before you, what happens is that you only see the building, and now the building prevents you from seeing more. Do you understand? Yeah. And that's how sin is.
Mm.
That sin prevents us from seeing a bigger life, which is who? It's Jesus himself. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that's the thing. And sin condemns us.
Yeah.
Even now when you're thinking, but righteous life, okay, I need to become holy. But what happens is that sin says, there is nothing nicer than me. Do you understand? There is nothing, no good feeling good than having a sex with what? With that girl before marriage. I can go on. You understand what I'm saying? Than being a gay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm. Those are the things that sin does.
Yeah.
And sin condemns us. But we need to understand what has been condemning us.
Mm.
has been condemned through the body of Jesus Christ. Yeah. What has been condemned, condemning us, we have been set free from it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Whatever we have done because we were convinced, we're influenced, impacted by what? By sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? Whatever sin it is because that we have done because we were influenced by sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? As our minds were actually carnal, as our minds were subjected to what? To sin. Do you understand? Yeah. Our souls were actually fulfilling the desires of the flesh. That's what they used to think about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Being trapped and all that. But we need to understand all those sins have been forgiven.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see? Mm. So that's actually the matter of what? Of sin. So we need to understand that and preparing ourselves to be fruitful 100 times over. So that's the most important things that now, that it's like a cursed ground. It's like, you know when there's drought and it's obvious that you're not expecting anything green coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because there is dry. I mean, the ground is cracking.
Yeah.
And that's how some of us, we are because of sin. Nothing good is coming out of ourselves.
Yeah.
Even though we sin and we have friends, but we're always hurting them.
Mm.
And we always hurt because they do the same. And nothing good is coming out of us. And sometimes we see that we're doing bad things, but we can't stop that. Do you understand? But when you allow Jesus, it's like this rain actually coming over yourself and you start producing.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Rando, I just wanted to ask you that, you know, what in a way that, you know, what makes us think that, you know, like whatever we do, right? And for instance, maybe it's a sin, but then someone had lying. We rely on the world for us to run away from the sin instead of asking for forgiveness and a repentance to that. Because, you know, we can do something major, big, that's so wrong. But someone had lying, it's hard for us. It's hard for us to, like, let's go back. We need to go back. And like remember with Pastor Kev that, you know, what is, like, in telling us what is repentance. And so, you know.
I think if you look at the prodigal son, guys, I'm actually talking to myself. If you look at the prodigal son, and one of the things that you understand, one thing that caused that guy to caused that guy to actually repent.
Mm.
Personal for me is because he understood how much his father loved him.
Yeah.
And we find it so hard to actually go back to God, because along the way sometimes it's because of what of the condemnation. Do you understand that the Bible speaks about the devil as what is the accuser? Do you understand accuser? I mean, if you look at the this woman that was caught in adultery, do you understand what I'm saying? What happened is that she was condemned. All things were condemned. But if you also read in the book of Isaiah, I might be mistaken, but it speaks about, you know, no weapon formed against you will do what will prosper. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Those who rise up in condemnation, accusing you, you understand what I'm saying? You will condemn them. Yeah. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's actually a promise, because one of the things in the book of Revelation, you see this thing being fulfilled, because the biggest weapon of the enemy is when he accuses us.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? And the Bible says now their accuser, they actually overcame him by the blood of what? By the blood of the Lamb. That means whatever the enemy is accusing you of has been cancelled by what? By the blood. Has been forgiven.
Mm.
And the problem is that when we understand Jesus dying on the cross and shedding his blood, what happens is that now we understand the love of God. And the reason why we find it so hard to not repent is because we don't understand how much God loves us. We don't know how much God loves us. You see what I'm saying? I mean, if I knew I did something wrong, but I knew how much my father loves me, I would find it easy to actually do what?
Yeah.
To repent.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And if we're not repenting, if we understand that God loves us, but we're still not repenting, that means we're not saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you see, the reason I was asking it, because, you know, at times, you know, we find it so hard to repent.
Mm.
You know, we find it hard to run. We instead decide to take the other way instead of going to God's way.
Yeah.
In a way that, you know what, when you take it to a God's way, in that way, you know, we know that we are forgiven.
Mm.
There's a part where Jesus said that, you know what, you are forgiven each and every minute.
Mm.
Whatever it is, you are forgiven every minute. It doesn't take long. You are forgiven every minute.
Yeah.
You know. And no matter what it is, that's why I said earlier on that you know what, you Jesus will set you free. You know, Jesus will set you free from the sins, from the burdens, from anything out there. Like Lwando said earlier on about being fruitful inside of your life. You know, Jesus will prune you, but how will he prune you is how much fruit you have inside within yourselves.
Mm.
How much are you going out there to share the word out there, to share the word to the world, to the nation, to the community?
Yeah.
Sorry, to the.
Okay, Ness. The phone fell, so he made a mistake. Cause what he was trying to stop, we're not expecting. So how much? Just try. How much he like to prune? Yeah, can we please listen to...
Ah, Elise.
You must push.
How much you go out there, share the word out there, you know?
Yeah.
Share the word to the nation, to the community, wherever it is, you know?
Yeah.
And when you do that, that's how much God will prune you.
Yeah.
That's how much God will prune you. When you go out there,
yeah,
you share the word out there.
Mm.
You know, because as I said earlier on, people need to know who is this Jesus.
Mm.
People need to know why is Jesus?
Mm.
Who is Jesus?
Mm.
And so forth. You know?
Mm.
So
one day, it's just a testimony because we're closing.
Yeah.
What happened? I was coming back from the hospital, obviously with the other people.
Mm.
Sorry, with other people. And what happened was that I was walking home. But you know, at that moment, I was like extremely suffering, like struggling with pornography. Do you understand? And I always say, it was not the thing of that I would go watch porn, like the videos and all that.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I was, the moment I got saved, that was not in my nature. I knew that was wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a thing that I would look at girls going around and you searching to see that girl is wearing a short skirt. Or, do you understand how we used to do it before we got saved? You won't find me like with people talking about girls, like, you know, us guys, like, that girl, like, I got it. And it was amazing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
That changed. But you know, in my mind, without planning, what happened is that I would just see, like, you know, a private parts, do you understand, of a guy and a woman, and you just see the action. Do you understand? And I used to hate that.
Mm.
It was bad.
Mm.
But I was challenged
that
day when I was walking home, because I just said this thing I need to tell God.
Yeah.
You understand? But now, not just, you know, sometimes coming to God like, yeah, God, yeah, you know what? I'm so tired of this thing. I just sinned. This picture hit me again.
Yeah.
And then that's all, repent.
Mm.
No, that day it was different.
Yeah.
It was like being specific and tell God what I saw, what was happening. And I found it so hard. I was uncomfortable.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But just immediately when I said everything that I saw in my mind. And you know what happened?
Mm.
Something that I didn't expect. I just heard a voice saying, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
A voice just said, you know what? Thank you. And when we preach the gospel, like Wandile is saying, you know, we go out there.
Yeah.
We tell people about Jesus. People who are being condemned. We're so scared that you, and I feel like, I mean, our leaders in the world,
Yeah.
They also have that fear that, you know, if these people, they find out about the bad things that I've done. Mm. So this fear controls everyone. In fact, I love it because even you look at David, he pushed more corruption. Yeah. He pushed so much that someone died because he killed that person just to hide his problems. Mm. Sometimes you have corruption taking place, people dying, people in power and all that dying. Why? Because one of the guys there is pushing to do what? To hide all his mistakes, all the things that he has done wrong. Do you understand what I'm saying? And now what happens is that when we preach the gospel, what happens is that people, they start trusting God even with their secret lives. Because they understand that they what? They're forgiven. Mm. It doesn't matter what you have done. It doesn't matter what I've done. But I need to understand that I am forgiven.
Yeah.
I am forgiven. Jesus has set me free. And now because I'm free, I'm going to fulfill my purpose. I'm going to tell someone else that they have been set free. So now they can live for what? For a free life, a righteous life.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that people will also get to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you know, with this forgiving, I was just thinking of this testimony, someone else's testimony.
Mm.
You know, where, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago when we used to go out there, we go pray for people, we go out there, especially in the hospitals and so forth. Now, there was this man, it somehow just came into my mind now, where this man, he wasn't a man of church, like he wouldn't love going to church.
I remember the story.
And you know, it was in a way that, you know, his own wife is always telling him, hey, we need to go to church today. We need to go to church. But then someone had line, even though every week the wife would tell him, hey, you need to go to church. You need to come to church with me.
Mm.
But the wife would go, but and the husband would refuse not to come.
Yeah.
But one weekend, the wife asked her husband, Can you come to church with me? Then he went. Then he said, okay, let's go and see.
Yeah.
And they went and so forth. And they got the word and so forth. Mm. And then within that week after coming to church, there was one day, which was a Friday, where this man, like, he was coming from work, I think. Yeah, he was coming from work. And he was about to get into a train, you know, take a train to go home, you know, some of the trains in South Africa.
Mm.
So yeah, it was going to take a train and so forth.
Mm.
Now, as he was about to step on the train, you know, there's a place where we call it platform.
Mm.
Now, within that platform, there's a gap between a train and a platform that you're standing, that you wait for a train and so forth. So now, this man was trying to get a step onto the train so that before it leaves. Therefore, as he was stepping on the train, the train was starting to move.
Mm.
Now he, as I say, as he was stepping on, he slipped, and instead of falling on the platform, he fell in within that gap between a train and a platform.
Yeah.
As the train was moving, he was stuck within that platform.
Yeah.
He was stuck. And people were trying to get him out. But the only way he couldn't get out, the only way that he could get out is when the train has left the platform, because somewhere in the line the platform ends. You know. So as the train was leaving, that's the only way that they could get him out of that gap was when the train had to leave, like make in a way that the platform finishes, you know.
Mm.
And someone in the line, he landed up in our hospital and so forth. And he told us a story that, you know what? You know, if it wasn't for Jesus, he wouldn't think that he would be there. He wouldn't think that he would be alive. Because in a way that when he told us, he broke down. Because he thought that someone in the line, he's not going to see the world anymore.
Mm.
He thought he wasn't going to see his wife and so forth. And that's how it is that, you know, when you give your life to Jesus, no matter what, you wouldn't even expect that you would be alive today. You wouldn't even expect that, you know, Jesus has saved you.
Mm.
You know, when that man told us that testimony, it was in a way that, you know, it also made me realize that, you know, when you have Jesus, as I said, you wouldn't expect anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't expect anything at what Jesus can do for you, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as we just go for a 2-minute air break.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call RapidTrade at 011-493-9755. RapidTrade, ahead of the game.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Yeah.
You know, I hope you enjoyed enjoyed what we spoke about earlier on. It was, I hope someone in line you realize that, you know what, Jesus can set you free.
Yeah.
Jesus can really set you free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how will he set you free in a way that you accept him as your Lord and Savior? You accept him in a way that, you know what, Jesus will set me free.
Mm.
You accept him in a way that you will live a life full of freedom.
Mm.
You will live a life where there won't be any problems inside of your life. There will be challenges, but somewhere in the line, those challenges will be taken over by Jesus, you know. And if you really know that you want to accept Jesus, you need to accept him inside of your heart.
Mm.
You need to let him live inside of your heart.
Mm.
Let him dwell inside of your heart.
Mm.
Because in the way that if you let him live inside of your heart, you will be free from sin. You will be free from anything that was a burden over your life. You'll be free from a whole lot of things, you know. As we bow our heads and close our eyes, but make sure you the prayer that you'll be saying, make sure it goes into your life. Make sure you apply it, you know.
Mm.
As you say the prayer, God, I recognize
that
I have not lived
my life
for you up until now
I have been
living
for myself
and that
is wrong.
I need in my life
I want you in my life
I acknowledge
the completed
work
of your son Jesus
Christ
in giving his life
for me
on the cross
at Calvary
and I long
to receive
the forgiveness
you have made
freely
available to me
through this sacrifice
come into my life now
Lord
take up residence
in my heart
and be my king
my Lord
and my Savior from this day forward
I will no longer be
controlled by my sin
or the desire
to please
myself
but I will
follow you
all the days of my life
those days
are in your hands
I ask this
in Jesus
precious
and holy name
amen
oh yeah. Thank you for listening to our show. Mm-hmm. And I hope, you know, Jesus has touched you through this show. I hope whatever we spoke to you about has encouraged you and inspired you over your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not forgetting to visit us on our awesome website, www.activefm.co.za. Mm-hmm. And you can catch all the shows, even this show, especially this show. If you know that, you know, this, you downloaded this show, just make sure you listen. And then you share it out there. And make sure you share it out to your community, to your nation, to your area, wherever it is. Make sure you share it so then people can hear what you heard about from this show. You know. And as we sign off for myself, Mr. Wandile, aka Mawanza, and Mr. Luandos, we are out. Cheers. I close my eyes in pain.
this. Hey, what we gotta do?
Praise
it through a window.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, bye bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.